June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you guys are enjoying today's show. There's a fascinating happening while we do all of this. We're cleaning out the offices, and so there's all kinds of comings and goings, but we just got this. I don't know if this will go up for auction.
That looks like a basketball, Hagee.
It is. I kind of want to keep it, and since I'm the only person here right now that signed this basketball,
you get dibs.
It's to Gavin Spittle, and it says, from the show with the most balls, and it's a basketball autographed by me, Colby, Corey, and I think maybe our old intern Amelia, who is now doing news here in the DFW.
Look at that.
And it's just super cool, and I like it very much, and I want to keep it, but if there is any demand for it, I will always sell things for charity. And my possibilities in Peace-a-thon, but
you won't let your selfishness get in the way.
No, look, everybody's got a price, and I'm a giant whore for charity.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we can make a deal. Let's make a deal.
That's pretty fantastic.
If not, I would very much treasure keeping that. I have a lot of stuff from the show over the years that like outpaces its actual monetary value.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I'm sure you do as well. So,
well, that is, I'm a guy who has seen plenty of impressive balls. That's right up there at the top of the list.
I thought you might feel that way, and I appreciate it.
Can I touch it?
No.
Damn.
Not until you bought me dinner. Now.
There's free pizza coming in. Will that count?
Okay. No. You can't grift your way through this like every other free thing. No, you won't.
I'll give him,
that's somebody who works in the office.
I'll give the guy the tip.
See, now you made it dirty. All right, let's talk about basketball here. We'll see. In theory,
we've been talking about a basketball.
Yeah, I. You know what? That's a great transition. That's why you're a pro, and everybody knows it.
Mm.
So you're decked out in Mavs gear today.
I really am.
All right. So what I want to know is today the official return of your Mavs fandom, or was it at the draft lottery, or is it still gone forever, or option four? Four options.
So many oars.
Did it should be in a boat. Did it never leave? Because I know like people have really, the weirdest opinion I've gotten so far is if you're rooting for the Mavericks, this is before the season was over, if you're rooting for the Mavericks right now, you're not a Mavericks fan. And I just thought that was the most confusing of takes. Because I was like, what? I'm rooting for the team. They're like, but you shouldn't be.
I'm like Zach Galifianakis with all the numbers floating around. Exactly.
I get it. In like the big picture, they're like, my Mavs fandom died when Luka left. I get it. But to say you're not a Mavericks fan if you're cheering for the Mavericks is super confusing. So is your fandom gone forever? Did it never leave? Is it back because of this? And so like, I'm really excited about tonight. But my excitement level right now is nowhere near where it was like a month and a half ago when we won the draft. Like I was flipping out that night, the next day, the day after, the day after. So I'm really excited for tonight, but like Cooper Flagg's already been on the team for me for a month and a half, despite the questions and concerns that maybe Nico will do something wacky or whatever. hopefully we've put those to rest. But you have the Mavs gear on. Is today the day you're back? And I want to hear from more people. Did you leave? Are you still not back? Etc.
Yeah, for me, this was the day that I have marked. I'm with you. My excitement for when we got the lottery news was, I mean, we were actually here in studio when the lottery news broke. And yep. So we were thrilled. We had just thrown it to break, actually, for Rangers pregame, which was slightly disappointing because it would have been nice to get that reaction. But yeah, we were throwing a ridiculous party in here. I mean, Broadus's pants went flying off. We were high-fiving each other. We were chest bumping. It felt like we had just won something that was huge. And yes. We did, because Cooper yes. Flagg's like 6'9".
Yes.
That's huge.
That's true.
And so I haven't really pulled out the Mavs gear, the t-shirts, the hats. Shout out to Vinny, by the way, who's a big Tolo, who actually gifted me for Christmas this Mavs hat that I'm wearing.
Oh, and I got to that wear is a it. Sweet hat.
It's a great hat, and I got to wear it for about a month, and then we got the Luka news,
right.
And it went and collected dust for the last few months, along right. with my all-for-one playoff shirt and all my fun Mavs gear, and so I've just had to keep that away. But now I feel like today is the day that I'm willing to go out there and show to the people I'm back.
Okay.
Back as a Mavs fan.
I like it.
I'm still anti-Nico.
Sure.
And I almost want to put like a nameplate on the back, like some tape that just says like anti-Nico. You know, something like that is like the last name right. on the back of this
right.
Mavs shirt.
Right.
Just so everybody knows for sure.
Right.
But when it comes to the Mavs, I'm not going to let Nico ruin my Cooper fun.
Look, man, and I don't know why this should be any different than the Mavericks. The Cowboys. I assume at least a third, if not more, of the Cowboys fans I meet like the Cowboys, but not the Jones family. So, like, I just go off of that assumption. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Like, I don't always love the moves.
It's a great point.
The Jones family do, but I still root for the team. All right. So there, as you could probably guess, there are a lot of different opinions on this from the 214. Nope, I'm done with that basketball company in Dallas. They and the NBA teams lied to us. NBA lied to us fans repeatedly. From the 214. As long as Nico's still here, I'm 100% out and will not be back with the Mavericks. And then from the 817, as soon as Cooper Flagg is officially a Dallas Maverick, I will be back. And then one more. There's a lot of feedback here. And it's all different is what fascinates me. From the 469, I would probably be back once Nico leaves and the ownership tries to repair the relationship with the fans. You know, we had Bobby Carell on yesterday, and he is very upfront about the fact that he thinks this is not a long-term solution, or like Nico will probably not be around a really long time.
No, I mean, you have Anthony Davis with 3 years remaining.
Right.
You have Kyrie with now 3 years remaining. I think it's the same for Nico. This is like a 3-year window.
Okay.
And hopefully the Nico portion of that actually ends sooner. If
yeah.
Dumont finally steps up to the plate and realizes what he can do for just the general peace of Mavs fans.
I would kind of just a little bit. Would you be surprised if Nico is here for 3 more years? Like, the way people describe it, they seem to think it's even shorter than that.
Well, I would certainly love it. But yeah, that's the cap. I would say 3 years is the longest that we will have to deal with him still.
Okay. The leading option right now is I won't be back until Nico's gone. And what I'm surprised is a way fringier opinion is from the 817, Mavs fan, not a Nico fan. I thought that would be like neck and neck with, you know, as long as Nico's here, I'm out. But it's pretty clearly, as long as Nico's here, I'm not a fan. Then it's Cooper Flagg has gotten me back in. Then in third, it's I'm a Mavs fan.
Yeah.
Not I'm a Nico fan. And I'm a little surprised by that.
You can't underestimate a sports fan's hate. And
yeah.
the Nico hate is as hated of a sports person as I can remember. I mean, certainly here locally.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, and obviously still is. People are beside themselves about
it. For sure.
It.
For sure. And
for me, Cooper Flagg has undone some of that.
See, and that's...
Or I can at least, like, compartmentalize the two things.
So the person who got me convinced that the tide was going to turn was Mike Bacsik. So I talked with Bacsik the night of the lottery on the phone two different times.
He was taking a load off.
He was.
Right?
As always.
You sort of interrupted that.
No, he called me.
Oh, wow.
Rest assured.
Nice. Yeah, that's true. That's probably how it always goes.
So he called me and I was in the car and he goes, hey, did we really win the lottery? One of my sons just yelled, we won the lottery. Is that true? And I was like, we did it, Mike! We got Cooper Flag! And he was like, I can't believe it. And then I talked to him again later that night, and he said essentially, like, he's not forgiving the past, and he still thinks the NBA is full of some BS rigged stuff, which that's kind of hard to argue against as a whole.
It's been that way for a long time.
For
we
sure.
finally benefit.
I agree. The idea that this is just now coming around, I think is silly.
Yes.
But he was like, all right, I'm back in. He's like, I'm in on the Mavs. He also added he doesn't think it's ever going to be the same as it was before, which I told him is probably a good thing because anytime the Mavericks would lose or get bounced from the playoffs, he would stay up into the wee hours of the morning on Real GM making hypothetical trades and stuff to like make the Mavericks better.
He was psycho Mavs fan.
And that's probably not good for your mental health, among other things. And so I'm hope, but he says he's back and he'll give Cooper Flag a chance and he's in on the Mavs. And I really like that. I never left the Mavs fandom. Like I was still a Mavericks fan, but you could be a Mavericks fan and be like super mad at them and stop watching them for a period of time. The biggest thing, and I go back to it, and that 1.8% worked out for us. I pointed out in those play-in series, you could still lose the second part of that. And if you didn't officially qualify for the playoffs, then you had a shot at the lottery. And so what I said time and again was if you lost, you'd have about a 2% chance at Cooper Flag. So 1 in 50. I thought that was a hell of a lot better than your chances of winning a title. Because, like, you get in the playoffs, you're trying to win a title. I thought it was, what, 1 in, like, 10,000? Maybe that the Mavericks, with this constructed team, with the Kyrie injury and everything like that,
right,
would have won the NBA title. So 1 in 50, a lot better than 1 in 10,000. And that's why I advocated them losing in the play-in.
I was exactly just like you.
And they did. And guess what? It paid off. You hit. You lucked out. You, whatever you want to call it, you hit. And that's another reason why I'm excited. And I am really interested to see how many Mavs fans come back in to the fold. Like, I'm not saying it'll be like this immediately, but let's say Cooper Flag looks outstanding to begin with. He's clearly going to win Rookie of the Year, like even halfway through the season. Kyrie comes back and all of a sudden the team is 35 and 22. Like, how many people are going to be like, whoa?
Plenty.
Yeah, we'll come back into the fold that were never, never, never. Because I feel like every year, that's the Cowboys cycle. Like, you have another disappointing season, whether it ends in the first or second round of the playoffs or you don't make it at all. Well, we stink. I'm done. Never, never, never. And then come training camp or come the beginning of September, oh, this is the year. Maybe we can do it. Blah, 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 blah. You know?
Yes, yes. It ends up coming back. But the Nico hate stuff, I do think, will last for a lot of people until he is gone. And once he's officially gone, then it will get back to some level of 100% normalcy.
Sure.
You know?
But, like, I think those things can exist at the same time because somebody just jumped in. No real Mavs fan will ever forgive or forget Nico for dealing Luka. But I think...
Agreed.
I think both of those things can exist. Like, you can 100% feel that way. But also be like, but I still love the Mavs because, like, I was born and raised here and this was my team. Or the first basketball game I ever went to was a Mavericks game or, you know, whatever. Yeah. Like, I absolutely think both of those things can exist at the same time.
Agreed. Now, have you punted on all your Mavs gear? Like, have you kept that in your closet?
No, I've kept it for sure. I think I'm much more likely to be rocking some of the Duke gear. I probably should have worn that today.
Sure.
Maybe tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, because I'm just really also excited because, like, we made a trip out of going to New York and New Jersey to go see this team and this kid play in the East Regional Finals. I remember my wife got bent out of shape because there was a guy who's like, come on, pretty boy, you can't get all the calls. And she looked at me and she goes, of all the things you're going to say about Cooper Flag, I don't know if pretty boy would be at the top of my list.
Shots. This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972. Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Fired. Yeah, and it was like kind of at that guy, but it really felt like a hurtful comment about Cooper Flagg at the same
time. I'm excited to see his little mustache goatee situation he's got working. We'll see if he unveils it on the big stage tonight.
I'm not saying it's always a mistake, but if your hair is a certain shade of lightness, sometimes I think don't get the facial hair going because it won't work out for you. So I think he's going to be okay, but it's like a little lighter than you'd want to debut it, right?
Yeah.
Like disappear until training camp and then come back with
something more.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, That's a grown ass mustache or beard or whatever right there.
But never go full day beard, right? Brian Daboll with the beard dye or Ryan Day.
Yeah.
You don't advocate for that. I mean, you obviously could make that choice for yourself. I like the Silver Fox look.
Yeah. And like, at least be honest about it, because you're not fooling anybody. Like, you know, one of the pitches when you talk about, you know, helping restore your hair, it's not. And nobody will ever know. It's like, it'll be hard to tell. And everyone will be like, oh, wow. And it'll look great. But you're not going around there being like, what, no one will ever know that's known you for many years. All of a sudden you have, like, remember, was it Matt Lauer? He like shaved his head and it looked like me.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden all his hair grew back and he goes, I don't know. It just grew back when I shaved it. I was like, come on, dude. You could just say, I got my robot hair or my hair transplant or whatever the case might be.
Yeah.
Same kind of deal. If you're going to dye it, just be like, yeah, I dyed it. Makes me feel better.
And then he hit the button on his desk to lock the door.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the Lauer button, man.
There's a whole bunch
of infamous Lauer button.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of other things there. And I am jealous.
He's a perennial bleep hole of the week, Matt Lauer.
Man, he really is. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, maybe we'll get into some of those NBA trades as well. We got some giveaways to do, the Stanley Cup party bill, and we will talk with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. All of it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk with Bruce Bochy in just a few minutes, but I want to go through a couple of the NBA trades. I want to tell you about the Stanley Cup party. Also, though, I said we were going to have two giveaways today, and I feel like so far we have done no giveaways.
Well, you know what? Jacob? Hagee? Let's give something away!
877-881-1053. Caller number 10 now will win a pair of tickets to go see Dermot Kennedy at the Majestic on October 16th. You can, of course, go buy these tickets or you can win them for free right now. Dermot Kennedy, 877-881-1053. Caller number 10 if you want to get involved in that giveaway. In the meantime, did you see what Matthew Tkachuk said about the Stanley Cup party?
Ooh, no.
I think you're going to enjoy this.
Can he remember anything from it?
See, we all eventually remember the bill. Maybe you remember it that night. Maybe you remember it when you get that email or that statement in the mail.
Definitely try to forget about that.
You remember the bill. He says that the Panthers had a $500,000 tab at a Miami nightclub after the victory.
Wow.
He goes, we're treated pretty well there. They do a good job and everybody was classy. Then he added this, because at first I thought it was the owner that picked up the tab, but it was the owner of the establishment who said the club covered the entirety of the bill. All right. So a couple questions. did they say up front they were going to cover the bill? And then he's just like guesstimating how much it was. And they're like, oh yeah, we had this bottle of champagne. They said it was 20,000 and we got 10 of them. And realistically it was like 2,000 or whatever. Either way, it's still a very generous thing to do, but I just am curious, like, when that decision got made. But how awesome is that for that club and that owner to be like, hey, you came to my club to party after winning the Stanley Cup. No problem.
Yeah.
I'm going to take care of it for you.
That is, that's how you endear yourself to a community and certainly to a great group of back-to-back champions now.
For sure.
And I would say, because what, this is the 11 club in Miami. This is great for marketing.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Because I just typed in Panthers party and immediately there's a million stories about this particular, because it used to always be Live Miami. I know, like when the Mavericks won the title, yeah, and they just stayed in Miami and partied it up, it was about that Live nightclub.
Yeah.
And so now all of a sudden 11's getting some shine. I like the way they spell it. E-1-1-E-V-E-N.
Okay.
There's an 11 inside the 11. Okay. It's 11 conception.
Now,
or inception. Not goodness gracious.
I'm sure babies have been made immediately in the aftermath. Is it
okay? 9 months from that night, we will see Panthers players everywhere becoming fathers.
Yes. We're going to really expand the Kachuk
line.
Is it sad of me that I'm kind of bothered that 11 doesn't have two L's in it at the beginning, and that's why I don't like that there would be an 11 in there?
Ooh, okay.
Or does that just make me a killer of all things fun in the world and a miserable human being? I think it might be that one.
I'm marking B on the Scantron, as Broadus would say.
Oh, man. All right. So, a couple more things for you. Did you see the ratings for the College World Series for baseball? 2.78 million for the final game in the College World Series. Remember, for the Women's College World Series for softball, it was 2.4 million.
Yeah, all-timer.
And it is amazing, though, because this is still the fourth highest for the College World Series. It is amazing to see how tight that gap is in this. Like, we've talked about ratings in other sports, and even though a lot of women's sports ratings have gone up, you've still seen in a lot of places there's a huge gap between them and, like, the men's professional sports and everything like that. But you look at this. It is close, close, close.
Okay, this is an immediate theory.
Okay,
I think there are people that you know that there is a higher level of men's baseball
yeah.
when it comes to Major League Baseball. You can watch that. If you want to watch softball, there isn't like, right? Like that's the height of softball for the most part, isn't it?
I think there is a pro league, but I don't think their programming is maybe as readily available. So
yeah.
I get your point.
I never see professional softball. So if you want to watch that, this feels like this is the height of that particular sport.
Yeah. No, that is a fair way of looking at it. And then one more quick NBA note for you. The owners did unanimously approve the sale of the Timberwolves and the Lynx to a group that includes Alex Rodriguez. So he is now part of their new ownership group. With the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, hoping to talk with Bruce Bochy in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, got a sort of football adjacent question for you if you can.
I love football and I love adjacents.
George Kittle put out the list of things that he would sacrifice to win a 49ers Super Bowl.
Ooh, okay.
So I want you to, you know, consider yourself maybe in this scenario. Would you do these things for whatever the championship is that you desire? If it's the Cowboys Super Bowl, Stars winning the Stanley Cup, Rangers winning another World Series, whatever the case might be.
So this is just me as a fan. This isn't me as one of the players on that team.
Correct.
Okay.
George Kittle said he would bite someone's ear off a la Mike Tyson. Would you do that to get, assuming there were no legal consequences? I'm going to throw that out there. We're going to ignore the legal system for just a second. Assuming there are no legal consequences that come along with this, would you do that to get your desired team championship?
I mean, absolutely. I will sacrifice someone else's ear.
Okay.
It's not, I thought these were going to be afflictions to himself, but I'll take somebody else's ear. I'll sacrifice somebody else's ear for my title.
So we got to
feels like a no-brainer.
We got to up the ante is what you're telling me. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Next one. Would you cut off your own pinky finger to get the title? Because George Kittle, again, he said he would cut off his own pinky finger to win a Super Bowl.
Okay, see, now this is, like, that's legit to me. This is now, I feel like he's really saying something here.
Yeah. All right, so you're not impressed by the first one. You're like, yeah, great. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, the first one, okay, yes, I'm willing to hurt someone else for my title, but now all of a sudden it's my pinky. Do I want to be the nine-finger guy? And four on one hand. There was actually a kid in high school that had four fingers, and you couldn't really tell just the naked eye, but when you could tell, Hagee, is when you shook his hand. When you just tried to have a gentleman handshake. Gotcha. You could just feel there's not as much depth here.
Yeah.
I think I need my pinky, though. I hate to say that.
Okay.
But I kind of need that pinky.
Okay. By the way, for the record, I'm not saying ignore the law in general. Just in this one hypothetical scenario.
Yes.
In your real life, please continue to obey the law and everything like that. All right. Because if you don't obey the law, Eric, consequences could be prison. George Kittle said he would go to prison for a year after winning the Super Bowl, as long as it wasn't San Quentin. So I'm going to give you the option. Would you spend a year in prison for that title if I would give you one veto of a prison?
Unbelievable. Man, I don't think I could spend like a week in prison,
let alone a year.
Maybe like a white collar prison.
Ooh, it's not going to be that.
This is a violent prison.
I'm not saying worst of the worst, but it's not going to be white.
It's not going to be white collar. Yeah, I mean, listen, George Kittle probably feels like he can stand up to some people at his size, his strength, right? His tenaciousness. Yeah. I don't have that type of professional hubris.
Okay. All right. So you're...
I'm going to bow out. I'd actually rather lose my pinky than spend a year in prison. How about that?
All right. So the hierarchy goes, bite somebody's ear first, then lose your pinky. Lastly, go to prison. But you probably wouldn't do those last two.
That's right.
Okay. I feel like...
Or where are you at on this? You feel... How would you power rank that?
I think I'm with you. If it was somebody else, maybe. It could be different if you were on the team, though. I get it. Like, if this was my team and I was on the team, that might be a different
deal. Be willing to do all of these.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But since I'm not and I'm just a fan and we didn't get the World Series, I think I might pass.
That's the other thing. It's like we do have titles for all of our teams. It's not like we're just going on some drought here forever.
Right now, we bring to you Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Can you describe, without using any language that you might have used last night, can you describe the roller coaster of emotions that went into yesterday's game? Because it felt like you guys were about to lose a game that you had no business losing, and then I was kind of surprised that you ended up pulling out the win. It was amazing.
It really was. I mean, crazy game, wasn't it? Lats, what he did, up 4-0, no-hitter going, and base hit walk, and three batters later, and now we're losing 5-4. It's baseball, man. It happens quick, momentum there, and I don't think I've ever seen that. Now, I've actually seen four consecutive home runs, but not on two strike counts. And so, anyway, that was quite a hit we took there. But what's important is how you deal with it, and, you know, that dugout can get silent, but it wasn't, man. They came back, and of course, you know, Sam got us going. I'm talking about Haggerty and getting base there. I mean, we won that game with speed last night. They hit the long ball, but speed won it for us. Two times scoring on contact plays from third, still in bases. It was just an exciting game, a great win for these guys. That's an area we haven't been great at. That's coming back late in the ball game, but. Again, you know, just getting whacked like we did in that seventh inning and to get up and win that game, that was really a good one for us.
So since you just mentioned him, I was hoping you could expand just a little bit. Just How important has Sam Haggerty been to this team? And I'm sure y'all, he's been on y'all's radar, but I bet for a lot of fans, that is not a name that people were thinking before the season even started. How big has he been for this team?
Wow. It's been a huge shot in the arm for us. We know Sam probably, a lot better because we saw him in Seattle, and that's what he would do to us there. He's a pesky hitter, but he's got some pop too, but on the bases, man, he's fearless. And so he's brought that to us. He just brought another dimension to this club. I know we've talked about slug so much, but speed's a big part of the game, especially when you're having trouble scoring runs. What he can do. Carter, Carter got a base hit. He knocked in the run, but the speed, he scored on that contact play. I don't know who else would have scored on that ball. But that's what Sam has brought us. He's brought us versatility. He can play all three outfield positions. He can play second base in a pinch. He could go on the left side in the infield. He can bunt. He's exactly what this club needed.
Now, it's weird that so many things happened in the game last night. We don't want to lose sight of the performance from Jacob Latz. What I was curious about is he was a minor league starter in 18, 19, 21, part of 22. Do you think he could be used as either a short-term or long-term starter for this team, especially with the news about Bradford?
Yeah, I think he could. I think he's got the stuff to do it. I've talked about, grading out the stuff. You're throwing 95 to 97, and then you got the good changeup and two breaking balls. And now the way he's locating, that works up here, believe me. And being left-handed, especially a lot of these lineups that, are left-handed strong. We have some good options here. We've taken the hit with these starters, Bradford and Gray, and Evo went on the IL, and Mally now. So it shows you how important starter depth is. And so to have another option like Latsy, sure, that's huge. And we need these young kids to step up, when you have injuries like this. I'm talking about, the Rockers and Lighters and now Latsy. They're nice pieces to have on the staff because of what they can do in the rotation.
When did you guys find out about Bradford's setback? And just because of the nature of arm injuries, are there any concerns that he could be out for 2026 as well?
In fact, today, I can answer better after the surgery that sure. he's having today. It was a few days ago where he felt the elbow was, there's some pain in there, just didn't quite feel right. So, with the MRI, it showed that, this is what we need to do now. And so, you have to say that 26 is in jeopardy. But I can't say for sure until, we talk to Dr. Meister, who is performing the surgery. I will say before this happened, he was throwing the ball very well in these live batting practices. He looked like he was on the way. But when you take that next step where you really ramp it up and now you're full speed, that's when you find out, and that's what happened with him.
Bruce Bochy with us here on The Fan. Boch, how do you handle and how do you approach?
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family?
the obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks, the three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach, after a game like that, do you say anything to Chris Martin? How do you go about? He's obviously a vet, but something crazy like that happens. Do you stay away from him? Do you go give him a pat on the back? How do you approach that?
No, you're right. He's a vet. I'm not going to insult him by saying something to him. He's been around, and I'm sure he's had some rough outings, like everybody. I don't know if that's ever happened to him, but I'll say this. He sat in the dugout, and he watched the rest of the inning, and when Milner came in, he went up, shook his hand. That's who he is. He's a pro, and he knows this part of the game you got to deal with. And that's what separates the average guy from the good players, how they handle it. And that's why he's still pitching at his age, because it's obvious he's handled it well.
Were you as surprised as I was to see Seager steal second there in the ninth inning? I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, he's got the green light, so I'm not surprised. But kidding. Especially as much as he was running that game.
Yeah.
Scoring twice. It's pretty cool to see it, though. I think he wanted to end that game earlier.
Yeah. He definitely did.
Now, going back just a little bit, there's something you said after Sunday's game, wrapping it up against the Pirates, and you said, we just couldn't get that big hit. How many times does it feel like you've had to say that in the post game this season?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we have said a lot. It's an area that hasn't been our strength. We've gotten guys out on base, but are hitting with runners in scoring position, or even a productive out. That's where we're trying to get better at. I go back to that game. We had first and second, nobody out, a couple times, and came up empty. And good teams, that's what they don't do. And we're hanging in there, but we're not where we should be because we're not getting that big hit. And all it takes is a gap or something. And you look at what Pittsburgh did in that game, that five runs, they get their hits and then they end up getting a double. And next thing you know, there's a big crook in number five up on the board. And that's been eluding us. And you're right. I have said a lot. And I apologize for having to say it all.
Yeah, I'm sure you would love to not have to say it either. Now, you mentioned earlier with a veteran like Chris Martin, you don't necessarily need to have like some of the discussions, some of the talks. What about somebody like Foscue when he comes up? Was there any discussion about last season's struggles? Because, even Foscue mentioned that the other day when he was coming up. I'm not saying it's weighing on his mind, but do you have any conversations about how to leave the past behind and all of that?
Well, I'll be honest. I hope he washed that off. I don't want to mention last year. That's like good, going back on an iPad, looking at your bat at bats. Why would you do that? Why even talk about it? It's over, and it's a new year. It's a new season, and that's how he has to look at it. I didn't bring up last year. I'm hoping nobody else does. Although I know he's probably read it a couple of times, but and I thought he got some good swings off. I did in his game. He just missed a home run, so he looked aggressive. He didn't look passive or nervous or anything. So I think he's put it behind him.
Is it fair to say it feels like his return is imminent? I don't know if it's going to happen Friday or if you could tell us about that. But outside of just wanting Evaldi back, it feels like this is a moment where the team really needs him back. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. You always want your guys back. And I always say we need those guys, and we feed off them. And so, I like where he's at. And, we'll know exactly what the plan is after today. But, you can expect to see him soon.
Okay. I love hearing that. This weekend, I was curious about this. I know he wasn't playing here when you were the manager, but Elvis Andrus is going into the Rangers Hall of Fame. Have you gotten to know him at all since you've been with the club, since obviously he plays a really important role in the history of this club?
Yeah, yeah. You know, first of all, I appreciated watching him from the other side. You know, his energy, he just loved the way he's always smiling. He plays the game you know, the way you want it, want players to play. He enjoys it. He has a passion for it. And then getting to meet him and to spend some time with him this year or even, you know, last couple of years occasionally, yeah, you feel it when he walks in the clubhouse. I see why he's so popular because he's just one of those guys that just loves being around baseball and he cares about the players. And, you know, with his role now, you know, he loves his Rangers. So, yeah, I'm happy for him. That is well-deserved because I know how important he was, you know, to their success.
You could see that he's just a little bit of a troublemaker too, right, though?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I could see him being one of those guys to keep guys loose and, like I said, have fun, pulling pranks and things like that. You know, you got to have those guys around.
Sure.
Boj, are you having to get an IV after some of these games there in Baltimore? The humidity, I mean, just a sweat fest out there.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, it's hot, but the first day was the one I thought was really, really muggy and just stuffy. But last night, I didn't think it was that hot, but, you know, some other players, they said, well, yeah, it's 100 degrees or close to it, it's still hot. I asked Lats about it after the game. He said, you know what, I didn't think it was that hot. And I didn't either. So, but maybe it takes a day to get used to it, but it's yeah, it hit us pretty hard the first day, and it showed with the way we swung the bats.
Do you make it a point to get some crab cakes when you're out there?
Yeah, I tell you what, this clubhouse guy does a great job. They bring in the crab here, and we get to, you know, have fun after the game and, you know, have a beer and open up some crab. They bring crab cakes and oysters. It's quite a spread. It's impressive.
Are there any other places that you can think of off the top of your head that you're like, ooh, I know we need to win the game first, but I do like this city because of one particular food?
This is probably my favorite. I could do that for a couple hours. You know, open up some crack some crab and enjoy them. Yeah, some are really creative with you know, with the spreads they put out. But I'll say Baltimore is my favorite.
It's all about dousing in that butter too, right, Boj?
Yeah, I'm not a big butter guy with crab though.
Ooh. You know,
Yeah, I'm not. I think that's more of a lobster thing for me.
Okay, respect. How about popcorn? Are you butter popcorn guy at the movie theater?
Oh yeah. I do enjoy the butter on the popcorn. I don't go to the movie to see the movie. I go for the popcorn.
last thing I was curious about for today, got DeGrom pitching tonight. I'm just curious if you can give us a breakdown of, besides just being healthy, what has worked so well for him really throughout the season?
Well, it's hard to, you know, kind of talk about it without talking about his health, because
sure,
that's what it is. He's healthy, and you're seeing the guy that we signed. You're seeing one of the elite pitchers ever in the game as far as stuff and command and how competitive he is. And man, he was dealing with a lot before he had the surgery and trying to get through it. But now he's pain-free, and it's just free and easy. You just, you know, see a different look on him too. That's what I've enjoyed. And I've said this a lot. I'm a fan too. When he pitches, man, I just marvel at what he can do.
And with that competitiveness level, is it going to be tough at some point? Are you going to have to ramp him down for a couple starts just to watch the inning count, or is that to be determined?
Yeah, we've talked about this. You know, CY, myself, Mike. What's the best way to, you know, to cut, you know, come back maybe some innings. But if you notice, he's not getting pushed. He hit 101 game, but you know, if we get a chance, we get him out of there. Six is pretty much, you know, kind of been the average. So we're trying to to limit his workload right now.
All right. Well, appreciate the time very much. Crazy game last night. Hope y'all get another win today.
Yeah, no, sounds good. It'd be nice, to get another series here and as we head home. We're not going to get in about 3 in the morning, though. This night game's getting us.
Right.
But I guess it's better than playing the day game here, right?
Very true. Very true. Keep some of that sweat away. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, guys. Always good talking with you. Thanks.
There you go. Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan. And, I know we were kind of joking about the later game versus the day game, but one of the things that he did mention, and we talked about it going into this, is winning these series. Clearly, Kansas City, worst case scenario, you got swept. But you did at least sweep Chicago. If you took 2 out of 3 from Pittsburgh, if you can take 2 out of 3 from Baltimore, especially considering how terrible that series started, hopefully you can carry that into Seattle and then you get Baltimore back here and just keep racking up series victories as, who knows what a magical world it would be if we could talk about being above 500.
Yeah, that would be a special thing, Hagee. And as much as last night could have been what I believe to be potentially the knockout blow for the season,
yes,
had they ended up losing,
yes,
that, maybe that's one of the games that we point to of like, hey, this is when the team sort of rallied and they found their pulse a little bit.
And I know you didn't particularly say that to Boch, but it kind of sounded like he might have thought that same thing.
Yes.
The way he was like, but hey, the ability to rally after you get punched in the face like that is absolutely a big deal. You know what? I want to reward our listeners because we already did one giveaway, but what happens if in the exact same segment we did another one?
Let's give something away!
877-881-1053, caller number 10 right now. We'll win a 4-pack to go see AEW All in Texas, July 12th at Globe Life Field. You can buy tickets at AEWTix.com or you can win a 4-pack right now. Caller number 10, 877-881-1053. And coming up next, it's time for the Chi Block.
Yes, sir. I have fantastic TV and food news for
Ooh.
You. Plus, we will honor Dickie Lovelady with a special top 10 list that might make Hagee uncomfortable. That's next here on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The 3 conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.